This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The art on the walls of hospitals tends to be what you might call bland and not what you might call relatable.
We see a lot of abstract art, a lot of landscapes, a lot of cabins in the woods of Maine in winter. I don't know about you, but so I'm a Michigan guy, right? I love a good cabin, but I also love the sights and sounds of New Orleans, or a little bit of color, or maybe a flamenco dancer or two. But that's not really the themes that you were seeing in our hospital spaces. And you definitely weren't seeing things like more of the grunge art, more street art, more contemporary portraiture.
Dr. Daniel Chande wants to switch things up because he says this is a health equity issue. Chande's a radiology resident at Mass General Hospital in Boston. He's the founder and executive director of The People's Heart, a project focused on reducing healthcare disparities by creating inclusive spaces in medical settings through the use of art and design. The basic approach?
Just explore new, innovative, funky, fresh, weird ways of connecting with the community and hopefully connecting our whole hospital staff with our whole incredibly diverse patient populations.
This means installing a diverse array of art in hallways and waiting rooms around MGH. Chande says his experience as a Black man helps inform his conviction that the more that patients and staff from a range of backgrounds can feel seen and welcome and empowered in hospitals, the more likely it is that people will seek care, leading to better outcomes for individuals and communities. Chande says, for too long, some groups have not felt comfortable in healthcare settings.
We call these groups historically underserved populations, and a large portion of why they don't seek care through us is because they don't see themselves reflected in our space, they don't see their values. So we are trying to flip that on its head and to create a space which is open to the amazing diversity of our patient populations and the groups who work within our walls.
He says it's gratifying when people's heart displays at MGH foster interactions that build trust and community.
Yeah, tons of really interesting stories of patients experiencing the art. Obviously, you get the kind of surprise, like I would never imagine myself in 100 years seeing me on the wall or seeing this kind of art on the wall or seeing pictures of my town, Roxbury or Chelsea or Lynn, celebrated in our hospital spaces. But also, we currently have an installation up, which is body art from around the world. And this was interesting because body art transcends culture. But you create this space where people want to show each other their body art. It becomes like a conversation starter. And so there was a security guard and two patients who were admiring the work and then started showing each other their tattoos.
Among the other People's Heart installations provoking conversation and reflection, a large mural on canvas by Roxbury native and prominent street artist Pro Black. Under the Same Sun, mixed media work by the Argentinian-American artist Silvina Mizrahi, and Off the Grid, photographs by people experiencing homelessness in Lynn. Chande says the exhibits help nurture deeper levels of understanding.
So art can drive empathy. The way this works is empathy in our brain is driven by a group of cells called mirror neurons. Now, functional imaging studies have shown that art can actually drive these same neural circuits. And so in that way, we can use art as almost like a treadmill. If you were going to, after an injury, rebuild legs strength, we can use art as a way to build emotional competency, to build empathy for patients.
With progress on empathy and equity as goals, Dr. Chande says he has big dreams for the People's Heart Project.
We want to go all out because now we have an opportunity to redefine what community health is and what is an underserved population, and hopefully change that definition of who underserved populations are to include exactly no one.
You'll find the art and artists involved in the People's Heart Project at thepeoplesheart.org with a link at wbur.org.